Have I told the our five person room story from? Have I told that one on the air already? But all right, I'll tell you this real quick. At convention, you know, you can eat well, but it's not necessarily easy. It's much easier to eat all the shit that is everywhere around you at all times. And that's usually what I do, because that's also what I do in real life most of the time as well. So anyway, the point is, I've been eating like shit for days, okay? And so I'm laying there in bed, and we've got alarms set, you know, every like half an hour so that we can use the bathrooms to shower. And then we do shower, important. And then go to our next event, right? And so we're starting off at like 6:30 in the morning or something, because most of us have an event at like 8 o'clock. And I remember Fozzie Simon is with us, right? And Fozzie's got the earliest one. Like, he's the one that's got to take the shower first. And so we're laying there, and I am awakened by my stomach going, brah, 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 brah. And so I glance at my watch, and it's like 6 o'clock, and I'm like, fuck. So I quietly got out of bed, you know, clenching my cheeks not to have an accident, and I make it into the bathroom, and I did the most vile shit you've ever had in your entire life. I mean, it was just fucking awful. Like, I sickened myself by the smell of that thing, and it took me like 15 minutes. I finally got done, and I'm like, you know, I take care of myself, and I go back to the bed, and I lay down, and I hear Fozzie's alarm go off, and he wakes up, and he stands up, and he kind of he's literally almost like a zombie. He kind of walks across the room. I see him stumbling through the half light that's coming in a little bit through the curtains, and he goes over, and he passes out of the bedroom into the little hallway, and he goes into the bathroom, and I hear him go, "Jesus." I'm like, "I'm so sorry, Fozzie, but I'm never going to tell you I did this. So if you publish this story and he hears it, he'll finally know who fucking exploded the toilet."
But I'm never going to tell you.
Moments before. Yeah. I felt so bad because not only did he have to probably shit himself, but he also had to sit there and steam that room up, you know, in a shower, just so it could get into every one of his pores, you know, that scent.
Mm. Oh my god.
But Gen Con's fun, guys.
Gen Con is a lot of fun. Welcome back, Vault Dwellers. Once again, we return to a time long ago, to a familiar-looking temple, one that has been recently relocated. As the different continents have spiraled out into the world from its former Pangaea, we go to a room off of the side of the temple, and a couple of people rush in. Then there are two people inside the room. They have weird slanted tables, look kind of like drafting tables, actually. And they seem to be putting the finishing touches on something that they're working on. And the people who rush into the room, you know, come to them, and they look at them. Is it done? Is it finished? It's finished. Are we sure this is the best idea? This is the best we could come up with. It's time. We have to do something. We have to be prepared for when they return. Then take it and go. This will be the last thing I ever draw for the Great One. You see the others kind of bow their head as they realize. They know that what this person means is that they're not allowed to leave the temple. And with no longer the support system around it, those inside the temple are probably doomed to die. They solemnly take the maps and the drawings with them and slowly leave the temple. And you see the two architects that are left in the room look at each other and give themselves a knowing nod and settle in. They know that their time is coming soon. They know that their journey is over, and they have done everything they can to support their god and their worshipers. And the camera slowly fades out. And then it fades back in to the same temple. Only it's today, and there are four people standing at one of the doors that leaves the central chamber of the temple. They've checked it for traps. They look to see if it was locked, and it's time for them to go through the door.
You ever see that scene from Fresh Prince where Jazzy Jeff always got thrown out the front door? Scratch, you're up.
You guys want to throw me through it?
Fastball special.
Tuck and roll.
So, Scratch, you going through the door?
Oh, I guess these chodes are throwing me.
Okay, well.
I'll plan to follow up relatively.
You could go through under your own power.
I'll go through.
Yeah, you can go willingly.
So you guys kind of muscle the door open. It you know, an old, heavy door. Doesn't work quite right. And Scratch kind of makes his way through the door just a little bit with Thorgrim right behind him. The room is very similar to the other room. It's just clearly done in the style of the temple. And there was obviously once a lot more in this room. You can see the remnants of shelves. Some of the shelves are still intact. You see a lot of parchment and scrolls, pieces of. You're not optimistic that a lot of these scrolls are still entirely intact, but some of them might be partially intact. Clearly, there was a great deal of paper in this room at one point in time. The remnants of a few desks, other things. It's hard to say, but this looks almost like a library of sorts.
Well, I'm not touching any paper.
A little paranoid now. You do notice two other things. You notice two kind of nasty-looking, bloated, ugly bodies that are kind of lying on the floor.
Wait.
Turk, I think your mom's in here.
Oh, shit.
You hear the door close.
Click, lock. That altar's shoved in front of it.
And while you guys are looking at the amount of flesh on these bones and surprised that there seems to be so much still there, and you wonder how that could possibly be, just as they start to stand up.
That's ever refreshing. I was assuming it was some sort of preservative effect, but I'm guessing instead they are the undead.
That seems to be a pretty good guess. You know who you should ask?
Who's that?
You should ask Garrick.
Ah, if only he were in the room, but the door is now closed, and I hear them hammering nails into it. I get so frustrated by these situations. Why can't it just be someone to have a pleasant conversation with? I mean, even the statue insulted us.
What do you see?
The undead.
Not again.
We were just talking about that.
Called it.
Here we go.
So what are you going to do, Garrick? It looks like you get to go first.
Oh, so are they animating and
yeah, they're
and everything and
do they brains?
Yeah,
brains.
You called it.
They're after brain scratch. So safe. They...
Well, I can't see them until I get inside of the room. I will move up, even with Scratch and Thorgrim. So I see like zombie-ish.
They're zombies. You're pretty certain. I'll give you that for free. Maybe they're a little different. Something seems a little strange about these zombies.
Do I have any reason to think they might share any similar strengths or weaknesses with those skeletal ones we found earlier?
Whatever you would like to choose to believe, you definitely can. If you wanted to make some checks, you might get information out of the GM.
I have...
But other than that, you can believe away.
I have two valuable actions I need to do shit with. I will go ahead. Oh, I've already cast Bless. Fuck. I'll go ahead and cast Guidance on Scratch, and then I'll cast the Shield Cantrip upon myself. And then I'll look at Scratch.
Tartarus will bring your blade down swiftly. Strike.
Bless you, godly fellow.
No, bless you.
Bless you.
That's the point. That's what I'm doing.
Man. No, bless you.
No, bless you. No, bless off.
Then we're torn to pieces as we're blessing.
Doctor.
If only one of them had attacked the zombies while they were being ripped to pieces.
Those are a couple of our finest GLG 40s you're talking about there.
So, I'm going to move 25 feet forward to zombie numero uno, and then I'm going to attack. So that's a hit. So I rolled 23 plus 1 with the bless. So, all right.
Step on a crack. Break Turk's mom's back.
She's dead, you asshole, and has been for a long time.
He keeps bringing up your mother. What is that about?
Turk's a dick.
All right.
I'll forgive you if you keep rolling like that.
16.
What?
Plus one.
What is your weapon again?
Striking dueling sword.
What's the element?
Frost.
I wouldn't roll that.
Shit. Don't roll the one?
Don't roll the frost. Yeah.
Okay, so 16.
Undead.
Okay, well, don't roll a d6 again. Either of these.
Wasn't he supposed to?
Yes.
One of those be a d8?
Yes.
Oh!
Just re-roll your
Jesus damage. Christ.
Just re-roll your damage.
Jesus and Christ, what am I trying to do?
So just the 2d8.
Don't do
one.
That. Okay, sorry, so sorry. So, let's see. 6. My bad. I don't know why I grabbed those d6.
That seems to work, but the frost, the cold damage from your frost weapon seems to not be effective against these guys.
All right. And my third action is I'm going to dual parry. And then I'm going to look over and be like, Turk, you got this shit. Help us.
You know, I just want to say what a brave fellow you are to run up to two zombies. And see, they get a turn before I get to get up there. So.
Turk already said I don't have brains. So yeah, well, can't he's, really do me.
He's scared of all the paper. He's going to dig the zombies.
Yeah. I'm going to prove him right immediately.
No. You're about to not have a body.
I'm only kidding.
Will maybe. Someone please?
But you're gonna get flanked. Like.
Will someone please move Turk into the room?
Is that good enough?
Let me make sure. Let me see the range on the spell. Oh no, that's touch. You're fucked.
a reach spell or?
Well, I was gonna give him something good. I'm gonna take a second real quick, Rich, because I had the spell Mystic Armor, based off a class feat I received. The spell is dead. Like, cannot use it. It gives me nothing. So you've allowed me to retrain that into something else, which I will now use. As I still float the Forge card to the top of the deck. However, it now represents protection, which I will cast on Thorgrim. Thorgrim, yep. You will get a plus one to AC and saving throws.
Nice.
As long as I concentrate on that.
Gratefully take it.
Dang.
So
good.
Sorry, can I have been over one more just so I can have touched him? Thank you.
Excellent.
But please go save him because Scratch, it looks like they're about to attack.
I don't know why you'd say that.
Because they're next in initiative.
So they stand up and they look over at Scratch, who seems to have gotten close to him, the one right in front of you. And he looks at you and opens his mouth as though he's going to say something. And instead, this cold mist emanates out of his mouth. Just comes pushing forward like a cloud. Emanates around him 5 feet. So.
Brush your teeth!
All creatures within the mist become concealed, and all creatures outside the mist become concealed to creatures within it. So they both do that. And then this one is going to move over here.
Oh, no.
Why would you do that?
And then this one gets an attack on you, and you're off guard.
Can you be flanked?
It looks like you made your flat check.
Well, funny story. It, yeah.
Oh, they have a thing for this.
Yeah, they're kind of immune to that
God
whole aspect
it.
Of it, considering that it's theirs. So that is a 25 to hit Scratch, which is a hit. Oh, look, some low damage there.
Deny advantage.
That's it.
So it is 12 damage to Scratch.
Okay.
And that is all three of their turns. All three of their actions, both their turn, because it's a two action for them to make the mist. And then Thorgrim, if you want to come help your buddy Scratch out, now it might be a good time.
Two actions to do the mist?
Yeah.
Well, they start with one less action.
These do not. No.
Damn it. I'm trying, man.
These are not, I told you, they're not normal zombies.
Thorgrim is standing there, you know, with his head in his hand, just kind of shaking his head, because he's disgusted that once again, it's some undead thing. You know, it's every single time. And then whenever he moves his hand, you see his eyes have gone all googly-eyed, and his mouth is starting to... It's almost like those teeth are starting to protrude at unnatural angles. And then he just goes... And then just makes a running... actually, a barbarian charging assault, whatever that ability is, directly at that first one. And so I guess I have to make a flat check to be able to hurt it.
Yes.
Okay. So flat check. Rolled a 5. I think it's 5 for concealed.
Concealed is 5.
That is the number you're looking for.
Hey, yep. Life is good. Okay. So that was a rage, a running assault, and a concealing thing there done. Okay, so we're at 26, actually, which is enough for a hit, but not a crit. So we'll do a little damage here, make a little love. We'll get down tonight. Oh, shit, that's 10 and a 4. Plus a 6, so that's a 20. And then let's... I know they don't care much about cold, but how about acid? We're just talking about Gen Con. That's in the shit. That's a 1, not a 6. 21 points of damage, including one acid.
Seems to work fine.
Alrighty, I'm done. And I just kind of looking around, looking back at you, Garrick. Googly eye for just a moment before my eyes turn elsewhere in the room.
I just see red eyes in the fog.
Yeah,
I'm like, who is that, a zombie or is that my friend?
He's finally gone on to the other side.
My side or what? The concealed thing sucks. So is Thorgrim and Scratch, are they now in the concealment?
Yes.
Don't care for that.
A little hard to see is that little frost mist area emanating from them. It's very cold where you are, Shirley. You too, Thorgrim.
I really wish I had my Sure Strike casting still, but I do not.
It's only DC 5. Come on. What are the odds?
I'm going to cast... You Scratch are hurt a little bit, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast Guidance on Turk, and then I'm going to cast Rousing Splash on on Scratch. Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Made the flat check. So you are going to get 8 temporary hit points.
Okay.
I'll look at Scratch and it's like the holy water rains down. I can't not make it sound dirty, okay?
And I'm like, that's hot.
Scratch pulls out a chair and flips his hair and points to the ceiling and all the...
We're like, fight through the pain.
What a feeling.
Yeah, it's Flashdance.
The maniac actually would be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a maniac. Yeah.
And Scratch is going to attack the one that was in front of me. Zombie one.
Yep. He's the one that hit you.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
A good roll there.
Let's see. So that is... Is that a crit?
33. So, yes.
33 is exactly a crit.
Ooh.
And so now I'm going to roll 4d8, not my d6s.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see. So 7, 7, 2, 8. Where are we at there?
24.
Plus 1, 1, 2, 25, 26.
25.
Keep going. See where he stops.
26, right?
Plus 2. I think so, yeah.
Okay. 26.
Okay.
Shut up!
Get you some panache, boy. That gets up higher.
Some panache.
So, I am going to tumble through on my guy. 15 acrobatics. 22.
It's exactly what you need with 22.
It doesn't have the attack trait. So.
Oh, okay.
Some of those things do.
So, for my tumble through, though, are these tall guys? Or are these like...
I mean, they're still basically humanoid size, but a little bloated and, you know, more bulky than normal, but they're still human size.
Scramble over, climb underneath him.
Yeah, I'm just going to scramble through his legs. I know that's kind of lame, but just to get there, that's my second action. Third action, I am going to dual parry.
Well, Scratch, that means you're going in your turn inside this emanation. So I'm going to need you to make a fort save.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
As you feel that cold mist reaching out, trying to leach into your bones.
16. But I have a question about that. I have a cold 3 resistance.
Oh
shit.
So if damage happens, then you can ignore 3 of it.
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be relevant. 16's your total. Are you going to stick with that?
You know what? Yeah.
All right, so that is a crit fail.
Oh,
fuck!
Oh.
You fuck!
Oh, wait, you know what? Fuck it.
No!
All right.
18's a crit fail? God damn.
16.
Oh, still.
Let's see. So that's 20, let's see. 27?
27 is the number you're looking for.
Fuck yeah.
So you make the save. That's good, because that was about to be real bad.
Fuck you.
That takes you straight to stage two. So as it is, you, so far that cold that trying to seep into your bones just hasn't quite made it in there yet.
And then I'm going to look back at Turk and be like, could you please do something?
It's almost as if I could hear his voice there in the mist.
Follow my voice! Oh,
but he's already dead, for sure.
They've entered the mist. You know where that means they're headed.
Player question, GM. Mm-hmm. So can I see Sean? And if so, if I had some sort of ability, I had to keep going. Fuck, what's the term?
Concentrate on?
Yes.
Yeah. The way I see that is you don't have to maintain line of sight unless okay. It specifically says you do.
I don't
you just kind of keep the magic running.
Okay. I just, because like I need to concentrate on Thorgrim. So tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to first action concentrate. Second action, could someone please move me behind Thorgrim?
Now, is that a sustained spell or is that
Does
it have the concentrate?
It's tag? Got the concentrate tag.
Sustained, you have to redo. You have to spend an action for it. But concentrate, I don't think you can.
Mm-hmm. Concentrate, manipulate, you ward a creature against harm. Oh, so I don't have to.
Yeah you're not sustaining it.
Oh, never
sustain
mind.
Sustain is an action.
Yeah. Never mind. Put me right back where I was. So since I was given guidance, I'm going to attempt to show that boogeyman up by Thorgrim. The crows. So I gotta make what, a DC 5 flat check?
Yep.
To target. That's a nat 12, so I can target. And I'm going to shoot. Okay, a nat 3, nat 2 plus 1 plus. I don't think this is gonna hit. No. The crows fly amok. And then for my last action, I will pat Garrick and be like, you've got this. Go on. But be careful. They're stirring.
Mm. All right, looks like these zombies get to go, so they just, they don't have a whole lot of amazing stuff right now, so they're just going to attack. Let's start with Scratch. So that is a 26, so that hits Scratch. That is 13 damage.
Okay.
Get them temps.
And I need another fort save.
Do I
temporary HP would come off first, so.
Remember, he gave you 8 temps.
Oh, so.
It wasn't 8 healing, it was 8 temporary HP.
Add 8 back.
So add 8 back onto that?
Yeah. Whatever your HP total is, add 8 to it.
Okay, so. Okay. And then do another fort save.
Another fort save. As the zombie bites down on you with one of its jaws and manages to get a hold of you in that cold, cold breath. A little extra frost on your fur.
So that's a 29?
That is a success. And then he's just going to follow that up with some more attacks. 21 will miss you. And that's also another 21, which will miss you. And then Thorgrim. Ew, that is a nice low roll. You're going to be very happy about that because that is only, that's only 20.
24 is what you need.
You know, follow that up.
Actually, is that 24 or is that 25?
It's actually 24. Go ahead, did you miss?
The next one's only 19, so that misses. And that is a much better roll, but it's still only going to get me to a 22.
What happens is I'm at 23,
yeah,
and then I lose one because of rage, and then I gain 2. So it's a net gain of 1.
But is that with the plus 1 I'm giving you?
Oh, that's true. Another one. Yeah, okay. 25. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking about that effect. Yeah. I've been concentrating on the fact that I have plus 1 saves because I'm in that cold.
Might be relevant.
Yeah,
that's going to be super relevant.
Yeah.
It sure is. Speaking of which, Thorgrim, why don't you go ahead and see if you can do better than he did?
So Thorgrim is very, very angry right now. So he's going to try to tear open this bloated, nasty flesh. And you wonder for a moment, will that stop him from eating it if he hits successfully? Let's find out, shall we?
I don't think I wonder that, actually.
You don't think so?
No.
I
think I know the answer.
I think I'm irritatingly going to miss. Fuck me. I am going to miss, even with... there are no other benefits because I'm not being... I'm being flanked, buddy. What'd you move out of flank for? For God's sakes, man. Jesus. Well, I don't scratch for anything. That's going to hit, though. Not going to crit, but it will hit. So let's do a little damage, shall we? But a little fire scarecrow. That's 12 plus another 6. And let's see about that acid. Hey! There we go. 24 points of damage total.
Damn.
that
was a regular hit?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, we are level 6 barbarian.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to try to, because who knows, maybe somebody else will get near me again. I'm going to see if I can go into that Dread Marshal stance. So I'm going to make an intimidation check at the standard DC for this type of encounter. And hey, that's going to be a 28.
That's enough.
Is that a, it's not a critical success?
No.
Okay. So emanating around me, if anybody's within 10 feet, you would get the plus 2 damage to your attacks. And if you happen to crit your opponents, you're going to get a plus. You're going to make them frightened 1, actually. All right. That actually is 3 actions. And so I kind of rear back and wolf down giant pieces of flesh. That is really probably not good. I think even for Thorgrim, he's going to have some sort of indigestion later on. And my crazy googly eyes happen to look upon Garrick once again, and you just see the tattered, bloated, rotten flesh, kind of hanging out of my teeth here in my mouth.
Before we move on to Garrick, Thorgrim, it sounds like you're ending your turn there. Why don't you give me a fort save?
I was talking a lot to try to get you to forget that you were going to make me do a save. So, all right. I got to get plus 1 on this.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Our outstanding. Oh, that's a nat 1. Hey, guess what?
Shit.
I don't spend these very often.
You do got a nice little stash of hero
points
over there.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
You just beat the shit out of Turk there.
Snap that very, giant, very nice, very expensive.
Discus kills Turk.
Yeah.
Decapitation.
I think I'm going to fail it, but not crit fail it. So I failed.
All right. Well, then you move to stage 1.
It's good to know how bad this is before I move in.
Of the herpesiphalitis.
That is 14 cold damage at stage 1.
That is a significant amount of cold damage.
Oh, yeah. So if he had crit failed that. Ooh.
Actually, so crit failing, he wouldn't have taken double that. He would move straight to stage 2. Which something is different in stage 2. And we'll see if anybody gets to stage 2.
We'll see about that.
So, Garrick, I believe you were about to do something here.
Well. I'm going to move forward somewhat. I'm not looking my best, but these things suck and they need to go. And that is tight. I know what I'm going to use that for. As I hold up my holy symbol, it begins to glow, and I cast Ignition on that zombie in front of me. Flat check made. Spell attack.
Ooh, come on.
Ooh, that's a dirty 30.
There you go.
That's a hit, not a crit.
Yep, you're a little shy of a crit there.
So, as he just kind of spontaneously begins to burn, can be 7 points of fire damage.
Like maybe it seemed to hurt a little more than normal.
Oh, yes. That's what I was hoping for. And then I'll look at Scratch, who has put himself with his back against a wall over there with a zombie. I can see him like through the thing's legs. Like, Scratch. Dodge, duck, dip, dive.
And Scratch, you can glance back just in time to watch him make a fort save as he ends his turn.
With a
in the
plus 1 from that guidance. Because guidance counts on saves. So, yep. Stop me if you heard this before. Dirty 30.
All right, that is, you've made your save as that cold frost doesn't seep inside your bones.
Moments before your turn ends. I'm thinking like Magic the Gathering. In your instep. Did you do that? Did you step up and do that damage, or did you do the damage and then step up?
I moved in and then cast the spell.
Plus 2 damage because you're within 10 feet of me at this point, and it is 2 damage. That marks
the
damage
rolls.
We looked that up last night. Yeah.
I keep forgetting because of the crit effect. I keep thinking I have to crit with that.
No,
and I don't. So
that's just the fright. Yeah.
2 more fire damage.
So, Scratch, I believe you were up next as you're fighting for your life over here all on your own.
Wow, thanks for putting that out there.
So isolated there. Do you guys see how he's almost in the farthest corner of the room?
I actually can't.
Oh, yeah, so many things in the way.
All right, attack number one. 23 is a hit.
It's exactly what you need.
Fuck.
Yeah.
13 on that one. And I'm just like, take that. And then I'm going to attack again. And I ain't going to do nothing. And then on my third action.
Hey, do me a favor and add that up. I'd like to hear the total.
Shit.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I don't even want to give you the satisfaction.
No. I'm going to go and just re-roll. As another chip comes flying my way.
Yes. Suck it, Trebek. So that's 25, and that's a hit.
The penis mightier.
10 points of damage on that one, and my third action is dueling parry because I hate you.
Fair.
And then I'm going to look at Turk and be like, follow my voice and help!
Follow the soothing sound of my voice. He shrieks.
Turk sees, like, in the all the mist, the
wait, wait,
ice.
Wait, 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 wait. Oh, sorry. Turk is jumping the gun over here.
Let me go ahead and
scratch
just roll
into this
fort
turn
save.
Over here in the mist, so he's going to make a fort save.
I tried, Jesus. John. It's a good tactic.
18.
Final answer? No.
Yeah, that's my final answer, because I'm not giving you another chip.
All jerk. Right, so you fail and move to stage one. So you take...
No. Good thing you got resistance. Oh.
Shit, man. Come on.
So that is 19 cold damage.
Woof.
Which may be relevant to you.
Minus 3. Okay.
Every time I go like 3 combats without any elemental damage, I'm like, I'm going to drop the spell that gives elemental 21. Resistance, and then we get our asses 3. Kicked by elemental damage. Every time.
No matter okay? what feat you pick, it's wrong. It's okay. Just make your peace.
I think you did that backwards. I did 19 damage to you, and you have resistance 3.
Yeah.
So you take 3 off that, so you only took 16 damage.
That's
it. Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. I thought I heard you say 20. Booby trap. Yeah.
And then Turk can continue on.
Turk is looking into the mist where all this ice is going on and hearing Scratch screaming, and he imagines he's up against the wall where he does his best work.
Shit.
Okay.
Can you feel the love tonight?
The zombie that Garrick and Thorgrim were up, I'd have to do a DC 5, right?
Yes, if you're gonna.
The idea is, like, you have to be, if you're in the mist, you gotta deal with this cold bullshit. Mm-hmm. And if you're out, you gotta hit a DC 5.
Pretty much.
Okay. I just want Bradley to understand what the character knows, because I'm not moving into the mist. Fuck that. I will float the Demon Lanterns card and say, let's try it out. Flat check. Nat 7. So he will float the Demon's Lantern card. Please give me a will save. That is exactly what you need, so you will take half of it. Half of 23 is 11. As the zombie has a potential future, and I mean,
you know,
he was gonna meet another, like, a nice female zombie. They were gonna have some zombie kids.
House. Yeah, I'll just cast shield where I'm at, and then, like, be careful, everyone. I think they're going.
All right, Scratch. Let's start with the zombie over on you.
Fart.
As it decides to bite you one more time.
Oh, my God.
No.
There we go. That is a 34.
God dang.
Appears to be a crit.
This thing is going to kill me. Straight up.
So yeah. Get out of there.
Shut up.
Don't tell me what to do.
Flee towards healing.
Or a flank.
That is 27 damage.
Oh, I'm fucking... Whew. Yeah, I'm at negative 6.
Oh, you stop at 0.
Yeah.
All right. That was a crit?
That was a crit.
Shit, dying too.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Dying too. Oh, hey, and go ahead and give me that fort save.
Oh, you jerk.
You don't get out of that.
As the
zombie reaches down, bites your shoulder, and rips out a chunk of your artery there.
Sucky parts.
That's a 19, and I know that's got to be a fail, so I'm going to have to re-roll this.
I don't... That's... Like, if you... damage 1 from 100 is just you're dying 3. But I don't know if there's, like, a secondary effect.
Mm-hmm. What's your fourth save?
13.
So you need a 14 or better. You got a 1 in 3 shot.
I hate What's you. I'm just going to go with it. Fuck it.
Like, all right. So you advance to stage 2. Now, the good news is you don't take any damage at stage 2.
Uh-oh. Oh, weird.
Thank God.
You do, however, gain a weakness to cold damage of 5.
Oh, goddamn.
And you're drained 1.
Ooh.
And that zombie's going to stand there just watch you get colder and colder and take more and more damage.
So I think I'm going to need a new character.
I got you.
He's going to set you on fire. That zombie will hate that.
He'll be warm, warm for the rest of his life.
All right, Thorgrim, the zombie over on you is going to try to take a bite. Oh, oh that one yeah. right there.
What do you get?
That 20? That one.
Yeah, oh, that one.
Yeah.
Suck it, Tommy.
So that's a miss. Followed up by, that's close, but not close enough. On the second attack. And the third attack is actually even lower. So miss, miss, and miss. He is not having as much luck.
Why couldn't you miss on me?
Blame the dice. I mean...
I'm going to burn those.
Blame it on the dice.
It's falling, falling. The guy who created that group died just like a week or two ago.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The producer that started him. Yeah. I remember Milli Vanilli so that exact time in my life. Anyway, shut up. Sorry.
Well, Thorgrim, yeah. It looks like your friend over here is having a very bad day. So what are you going to do about that?
Well, I'll tell you, I am going to give my sincerest hope through my muddled, cloudy brain that somebody helps you. capable of doing so.
I like the little one.
So here's what I do. Okay. Thorgrim, now that he's torn out a fairly decent chunk of Fletch, is going... Fletch?
Fletch?
He's torn out a videotape of the Charlie... goddamn.
Chevy Chase?
Yeah. Goddamn Chevy Chase movie from like what? 1986, 87?
What's your name? Ben Dover. Nice to meet you, Ben.
That's right.
To be fair, the
steak sandwich.
The remake was actually pretty good.
Steak sandwich. I didn't watch it. Was it good?
It was probably more close to like the book, but with what's his name from Mad Men?
John Hamm.
John Hamm. Yeah, he's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. I love that movie so much. I saw it a million times on cable, and to this day, one of my favorites.
So we know that Fletch lives.
Yeah,
because that was the sequel.
Right.
But does Scratch live?
You know,
it's looking a little.
I figure Thorgrim's consciousness is somewhere in a big black void at this point. But if he somehow senses that Scratch is in that condition, he says, "I like that little bite-sized fellow. I sure hope that he survives. I think that would be great." But raging Thorgrim, now since he's already taken a big chunk out of that thing. He reaches out with his claws and he kind of yanks at the midsection and puts his whole head inside his bloated body and starts just tearing away as much innards as he can. Sort of like a zombie might do if it had that sort of opportunity.
The zombie's like, wait, that's my gig.
That's my thing. Oh, are you fucking kidding me? No, 23 on the dot.
Yeah.
Suck it. Stupid.
he takes it so personal.
23 before we get around to rolling some corrosive damage. Rolling my dinosaur die. I hope it doesn't make me sad. Did not make me sad. It rolled on the Brontosaurus, which is now called the Petasaurus. But anyway, 6. So 29 points of damage. That's attack number 1. Attack number 2. Not quite going to be enough, unfortunately. Third action. Let's go for broke. We'll get lucky. We do not get lucky, in fact.
What's the total on that third one?
The total on that one only be 19.
Okay. So not a crit fail. Just checking.
Yeah, not a crit fail. Well, there's nothing left to do for me, so I think it's the next person in line.
I was thinking that maybe if you're available, uh-huh. You could just go ahead and take a moment and roll a fort save.
I mean, I can check my calendar, Richard, but I've got a lot going on. It's a very busy time of the year for me. Maybe we could do this later.
You could pencil that in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about June?
That I feel like
it is tax season.
I feel June would be a,
I was gonna say
tell you what. Have his people call your people.
Now that's what I'm talking about, Garrett. Thank you. Ethan, good choice. Fuck me. Here, take another
boy.
Fucking cocksucker.
Shit.
Did you see that guy?
Yes, I did. That was painful to watch.
God damn. Going to stage two. Fuck!
No. I think it might just be fate.
Why have you abandoned me?
Halo, halo, lama, sabachthani. Lord, oh Lord. My God, why have you... I got a fucking ton of them. I'll roll that shit all day.
Don't forget to send it over.
What?
Give me the chip.
It's all good. This one? Damn it, guys. I'm trying. Here, take another.
Good Lord.
I'm
was it, man. It was the one.
I'm at stage two.
Oh, what was your total on that roll?
It was at 20. It's more than a critical fail, but not enough to 27.
It's a save, not their AC.
Right. Yeah. It's above a 17.
Okay, so you did not crit fail. So yes, you become weak to cold 5 and are drained 1.
Tired. These things suck.
Yeah.
Just making sure I didn't fuck that up.
Okay, since now that both Thorgrim and Sean are raging, hey, Garrick.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
What are you going to do about Scratch over here?
Well, I am certain these are undead, huh?
I could not fucking roll
them. I mean, you haven't made a check yet, but they seem pretty fucking undead.
It's more fire on them.
I have enough reason to believe. So I will. I see Scratch down. I see the frost starting to creep up Thorgrim's legs. I feel my own wounds from the previous battle. So I look up and I mutter, "TARDIS, empower me." And I start to raise that holy symbol. It almost looks like it's gotten heavier, like iron. And there's like a little bit of an inward and then an outward rush of holy energy. I cast a 3-action heal. So.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
I hate to be that guy. Is Scratch concealed?
I don't think these actually this work, though, because like an area of effect, you don't have to.
Yes. An area of effect ignores the concealed.
Because it just hits everything in that.
So.
But you throw a grenade into a dark room, the grenade still blows up.
Okay.
So 16 points of healing and or damage. They must make that save.
What's the DC on that will save?
That is 22, and it is a fortitude save, not a will save.
Okay, good. Whew.
Shit, it's a will save. I mean.
Hoo-wee!
Also, Sean, if you were hurt, take 16.
Finally took damage.
Yeah.
This game.
But you're back. You're good.
All right. So one made it, one failed it. And that was, you said, how much damage again?
It's a basic save. 16 is the...
16. So this one here takes 8. And the other one takes the full 16.
Feel like we got a little extra something on that?
No.
Still, it did damage.
They are not weak to positive. But, I mean, it... It definitely hurt them.
It's something.
And then, hey, why don't you go and make me a fort save while we got you here?
I've heard that
since
before.
You're available.
Man,
I've got a fat stack of chips tonight.
Oh, weird. We have to make a 27 fort save, and all of a sudden you're stacking chips? I wonder why.
Only that damage is 4d6.
Just,
it's going to be plus 5 if you're weak to it.
I'm not weak to it. But I know the DC... Yeah, I got to roll like a 15 to save against that. God damn. And my fort is not low. You know what? That's a 24. That's a fail. Fuck it.
All right. And you had not been hit with it before. So
I have not.
So you advanced to stage 1, which is 13 cold damage.
I'm going to lay there dying like a rat.
You're healed.
Yeah.
Oh, am I?
Yeah,
that's why that's the whole point
how
of that old
sorry.
16.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I can heal him and damage them.
I mean,
and negatives don't matter, so you're at 16.
Okay.
The only thing is you're prone.
Eventually, I'll get a thing where if I cast heal on someone and they're prone, they can stand up.
That's a pretty awesome move.
It's badass.
So, is it me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to stand up. It's one action.
Actually, no.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's true. It's not because you would move right before them. I take that back.
Huh? That's right.
Oh.
So I'll look back.
Technically, when you go down, you move to right before the thing that killed you or took you down.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And more importantly, Turk's on top.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'll look look at Turk rather than Scratch, and like you can see my own, I can like see my own breath from that frost. Like, Turk,
how's that guy looking?
You've done a lot. Actually, a lot of them have had a lot of damage. The one over here that Thorgrim and Garrick are next to is the most beaten up, has the least flesh left available.
So Turk is seeing the scrum and thinking it's getting a little dicey in here, and he'd really like for this to chill out or whatever.
Chill out.
So he's going to prepare a float to the top of the deck, the peacock. And the peacock will appear next to that zombie, but it's misty and murky in that thing. So we're going to try to make our flat check. Eight. So we make it.
Yeah.
So this will be a three-action magic missile as the peacock shoots directly into the zombie. As 12 points of force damage.
12 points.
It is what it is. Tell me. I can do no more or less.
Okay. It is still standing then.
I recall you stepping forward or moving forward about...
It wouldn't count. Well, yeah, it would because it is a damage roll.
I did a three action. So I would lose a missile. And he's like, crap. Scratch!
With that yell, my eyes sort of open. And I'm thinking... What horrible voice is that?
So I'm just gonna fucking die.
Stand up. That's one action. I'm going to be like, ta-ta! That's two actions. Third action is even further. Fuck off. I'm going to go stand.
Run over to the safety.
Brave Sir Robin ran away.
So the other zombie, now that Scratch has ran away, move over to Garrett because you're the closest.
Rude.
I was going to try to bite you.
Oh, very rude. Very rude.
There it is. Right there. 24 damage and a fort save, please.
Dirty 20.
All right. You're going to move to stage two.
Join us in stage two.
Which gives you the weakness to cold 5 and you are drained 1. And he gets to make a second attack on you, which is going to miss.
Thank God.
Not by a whole lot. Thorgrim! Hey, buddy, old pal.
How you doing?
I can't roll shit against Thorgrim. That is going to miss.
Roll like hell against me.
That's also going to miss. And there is my best roll yet. And it's going to get me to a 24.
24 will hit, as a matter of fact.
No, it won't.
No, what is your normal AC right now?
Fuck me. Do you still have that that spell still going?
Yeah, you're goddamn right I do.
Fuck yeah. 25, man.
Then that is a miss.
That's right. You know what? Does that zombie in its clouded, dead eyes have any sort of shame for its shameful attack?
I mean, it would if there's anything going on there, but it's just, it's mindless. It didn't even notice that it missed.
What? Let's bring this guy back from the dead just so that we can tell him how fucking shitty he was as a zombie and then kill him.
That is how Thorgrim would think.
If Thorgrim was able to think anything that rational at the moment, I guess it's his turn right now. So he's angry about the cold and he's angry about this whole situation. This thing isn't dead. Frankly, it doesn't taste that good. He's still going to eat it, but... You know, fuck. And he's really angry about that roll. Makes a second roll. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, misses. Once again. Fuck. And then he takes a step back. I'll step in and try to hit him again next round. Don't worry, I'm coming back.
Just let beat up on Garrick for a turn. It's fine.
Where is he going? So, to clarify, I feel like I misheard this at a certain point. Is it a flat check when I am within 5 feet of each of them?
So they have a 5-foot emanation.
Yeah.
You are inside that, you are concealed. So you're in the mist. So yes, it's a...
Okay, so I would still have to make the flat check. That's what I thought.
So you can do two action something, then step back two and not have to worry about taking some damage. Let them come to us next round.
It'd be really good if I can pull off the flat checks here.
You got this.
I gotta go for it.
That one, you just need to hit.
I'm going to hold up that holy symbol, and as it glows with a fiery embers, I will spend two actions to cast Scorching Ray. First target flat check makes it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah. That's a, what's that, a 28 to hit, so not a crit, but.
Which one is this against?
The one directly in front of me.
So the one that you and Thorgrim have been beating up on.
Yeah. That's, ooh, yeah.
Nice.
19.
Nice.
21 because of I'm still within Dread Marshal, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So 21 points of fire damage.
All right. Normally that would do more damage, but seeing as how that's already 20 more damage than you needed.
One fucking point.
Shit.
I knew it.
God damn
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
The zombie goes down.
All right. Flat check against that guy.
Fuck!
Can I spend a hero point on a flat check?
It's a d20 roll, so yeah.
Doing it.
Yo.
Double fuck! That's... God, no!
You made the flat check, though.
I made...
Beautiful.
Is that not the Kraken?
God, it is the Kraken.
Damn it.
But he's mad because he
won. But for the flat check.
He had 20 to flat check.
Oh, no, yeah.
So,
okay.
Do it again.
I will do it again.
It would have been cool. It would have been cool.
I've done it before.
It would have been badass.
Fuck.
We would all
shit.
Lost our shit.
Ass.
God damn.
Nope, that's chip number 10 tonight.
Son of a bitch.
That's a record.
We're going to beat Richard up in the parking lot.
All right. That hits.
Or in here.
Do it in here. There's sound.
yeah, that hits.
Richard, whenever we're done, don't turn off the mics. You're going to want to save this.
Thank God we record in a creepy office building that's empty.
Take the sock off and put
15 points of fire damage.
Let's get a little extra on that.
Fucking go all in. Like it's a game of Texas fucking Hold'em just to hit this motherfucker.
Is that three actions for you?
That was two. I'm going to take a 5-foot step.
Join me. Slightly out of the way. Yeah. See who he comes. You're closer.
He's next. I'll step back, kind of limp backwards to Turk. Turk is on his last leg.
Yes, well, so are my spell slots. All right, let's see what we can do here. And like Turk peers through the mist. And he's going to float the crows to the top. It's like, come on, baby. Turkey needs a new pair of shoes. Flat check. Cock die.
Probably really hard to find them with the claws in.
All right, nat 11. All right, flat check made. Okay, nat 17. That's a 29. That'll hit. This will be 5d4. Where are you at, auto roller? All right, 16 points of damage as the crows and the phase bolt of the crows tears through this thing.
You rip away more pieces of flesh. It seems like there's very little left, but it is still moving your direction.
Scratch. See what you can do. Guidance.
We can be heroes.
Does guidance work on a crossbow?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I was like, I ain't going.
he wasted your fucking spell, buddy, because I didn't come anywhere near him.
Action one is going to be, I'm going to pull out my hand crossbow. And I've never used this before. Second action is going to be me attempting to shoot.
Flat check first. Flat check first.
Roll a d20, try to get above a 5. Or 5 or better.
Ideally, 5 is like the best result.
Why did everybody jinx me?
Why'd you roll like shit? That too.
Fuck it. You know what? Fuck you.
Well, one of them goes wild. Fire again. It's the reload.
Okay.
Okay.
You made the flat check. Now roll a hit.
Okay.
And you have a plus one.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just 27.
27?
So that's going to be a hit. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because it's 23. So...
Nice, nice.
That's a 5 plus 1.
That's it, brother.
Oh, so 4 points of damage.
Welcome to ranged weapons.
Yeah, well, I've actually never used it. So, third action is I'll try and shoot again.
What's the reload on that?
Oh, fuck, yeah, I gotta reload it. So that'll be a reload. That's my third action.
The reload one?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
For the zombie's action, he's going to charge right down that line directly to you.
Pop up.
You know, they're pretty mindless, so he's going to go to Garrick just simply because he's the closest. Moves up to Garrick. Ooh, that's a pretty good number right there. That makes that a 31.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that sucks, man, for you. I'm not mocking you. It does.
Still at full health.
Well, he was going to go up
that
to you anyway. It 14
damage, but some of it is cold, so I believe it's going to proc your cold weakness. It so turns out to 19.
I'm down.
Oh, your healer is down.
That's no.
All right.
Your healer is out of heals, so there's that.
And he's going to step over to Thorgrim, which is his third action.
Third action, right?
And Thorgrim, I believe, see if you can help Garrick out. He's over here down on the ground.
I'm going to help Garrick out by trying to destroy this thing before it can emanate more cold all over him. That's what I'm going to do. Hey, guess what? I hit. It is not a crit, but it is a hit. So, not terrible. Not terrible. So we're at 17 before I roll the acid. And that acid, it was a triceratops. It's a 1. So we're at 18 points of damage. How's he looking?
Hey, Thorgrim.
Yeah.
How's it go?
Oh, yes! My gosh.
Thank God.
You know, Thorgrim, gosh, he just rips his arms off and then bites into the spurting goo that comes out of it.
Mortal Kombat shit here.
Sucking it in. Then you know what he does? So Thorgrim is, sucking out the horrible goo that's spurting from the arms of this thing, and he kind of throws it to the ground. He looks around kind of crazy. He's looking at everybody in the face, giving everybody a bit of a start, and then he sees someone he recognizes through a bit of a red haze on the floor that he doesn't perceive to be an enemy, and he kind of thinks that they've helped him before somehow, and so then he sees him like bleeding out on the ground, and so he does something rather odd. He bids down, like he falls to his knees in front of him, and he reaches over and he takes a giant bite out of his own right arm, which sort of starts spurting blood everywhere. And then he pries open the mouth of Garrick and jams his bleeding hand down into the bleeding arm down into his mouth and lets the blood flow down his throat, which oddly enough provokes a medicine roll from me.
They're like, no, don't eat him.
Yeah, and in fact, he gets a 27 on that medicine roll.
So you actually critically succeed. I don't know if that does anything.
Not for a minister first aid.
It's cool.
Yeah, and then your so Garrick's breathing starts to normalize, and the blood stops pumping out of him where he'd been injured by the zombie.
But that was stabilized, so I am not conscious, right?
Right, yeah, you aren't aware of this.
So, but if we're out of combat...
So the two of you just watched that happen, and I am unaware.
Yeah, like... Well, that is very interesting. A Turk will float the survivor card to the top of the deck, and he looks, and actually it's Garrick's face. And he'll cast a second level soothe.
I'm guessing whenever you come back to consciousness, you're going to wonder what this shit is that you're choking on.
I think it's right 16. Because it's still 2d10 plus 4, right? No. 20. The plus 4 gets... You add another plus 4 every time you...
Very nice. So I'm at 20.
So
I like blink myself awake. I taste copper in my eye. For all I know, it's my own blood.
You're going to want to go see a physician ASAP.
Thorgrim is in your mouth.
What? My arm hurts. And I've got frostbite.
I believe a Garrick might have bit you.
That doesn't sound like me.
Sounds very rude, but I do have this gash in my hand that looks different from the other gashes I've got from zombie bites and scratches.
Oh, am I drained?
Yeah, the drained is still there. It lasts for a day. Everybody who is drained.
Gentlemen, we are not in good condition.
I think because everybody is Turk. And the four of you realize that you're in this room. It's been a rough couple of days here. Since you've got to camp number four, things have not gone particularly well. Although so far, whoever's hounding your every footstep has not yet caught up with you. But you have all these refugees in the other room that you've got to get out, and you guys are kind of on your last leg. I don't know what you've got left and what else that you can do to try to help these refugees out. But whatever it is, we're going to find out on the next episode of the Adventurer's Vault podcast.
Garrett, did you bite me?
I'm drained too. Thank
you. Hey, are you not some sort of vampiric creature, are you?
The last thing I remember, I was also cold. I went late into black.
Sirenscape. If you like what you hear, give the Adventurer's Vault a shout out on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. If you don't like what you hear, visit the Adventurer's Vault Discord server and let the cast know directly just what you think of them. And while you're there, listen to the exclusive content to see if it's just as bad. The Adventurer's Vault is produced by Night Owl Workshop, LLC. Now go, quick, listen to more before I hunt you down.